What smells so good? Did you order pizza? Just kidding. I've been listening to you prep from my room. Chop, chop, choppity chop.
You've been busy, Mr. Iron Chef.
It all looks very elaborate. This is the recipe you're following? Jesus, I can't even pronounce half the things on here. You're recreating the meal from your first date? That is so goddamn sweet. I could puke. Seriously, you're raising the bar. Okay, sorry for this, but I'm dipping a finger in your saucepan and... Suck my dick! That's good! Let me guess. The secret is butter. Hey, is that our kitchen table? With a tablecloth? And candles! Way to step up your game, Rumi! So, I heard through the grapevine that you made quite the impression on your first date. Oh, a mutual friend. Guess our little bathroom pregame sesh did the trick. Must have loosened you up just right. My friend of a friend told me she's smitten with you. Honest to God, use the word smitten. Adorable. Now I'm not trying to take full credit, but you could thank me by, letting me name your firstborn. Or something basic like the PS5 or whatever. Anyway, I was thinking I could help you out again tonight. Relax. I'm all dolled up for my date. Yeah, the hot bartender from that new place on Main. The one with the big hands. If all goes as planned, I'll be spending the night at his place. So you and, Miss Smitten can be as loud as you want. Keeping in mind the neighbors, of course. Well, how do I look? Hair, makeup, lucky red dress. Fucking smoke show, right? Once I throw on my matching fuck me pumps, I turn into every man's wet dream. Let's see. Our reservation is in 10 minutes. Oh, I plan on being late, actually. So, here, I'll let you in on my little scheme. See, I show up late, remorseless, acting like a spoiled little bitch. We lose our reservations. Then he'll get mad at me, but baby girl knows how to make it up. By letting him violently face fuck me in the parking lot. He'll be so fucking pissed, want to teach me a fucking lesson. After a few minutes of gagging on his fat cock, I just know he'll find it in his heart to forgive me. Then I suggest we head back to his place for the Olympic-level fuckathon I've been mentally training for since we started going to his bar. Ooh. Getting tingly just thinking about it. Hey, don't worry about my foolproof plan. So tell me, what kind of moves are you making to seal the deal? Fancy food? Fine wine? A little footsie under the table, maybe? And then what? What? Nothing? You've got nothing? Just see what happens from there? No plans, plots, schemes? No moves? Dude. Hello? Oh, jeez. Did I break you? Don't freeze up now. At least you remember to bust a nut this time. No? Oh, right. Too busy preparing your gourmet spread. Dude, even if you do manage to... Oh boy. You'll blast off before you can even get the condom unwrapped.
I can see it already. You've got that same guilty, nervous look as last time. Oh, you poor dear. Do I have to save the day again? Yes, I do. I'm sucking you off right here, right now. Miss Smitten will be here soon, and you've got multiple burners to watch. So yeah, kitchen it is. No, 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 no. Hand job is out of the question. You're coming in my mouth and on my throat. Gotta dispose of the evidence. Can't risk missing my mouth and ruining my lucky dress now, can we? Why? 'Cause I'm ride or die, bro. That's fucking why. Now pull out your fucking meat thermometer and let's do this. Attaboy. Aw, a dish towel for my knees. Thank you. You really are a special guy. Now shove that hard cock in my mouth. Good thing I wore my slut uniform tonight. Push-up bra, two sizes too small. A whorish amount of lipstick. You could trick me out of a fucking street corner. This is actually a good warm-up for my date. You know, if everything works out for us, we'll each be fucking later tonight. Maybe little Miss Smitten will come the same time as me. You better not think about me while you're fucking her. Uh-uh, you nasty boy. That's so wrong. So fucking naughty. But it doesn't mean I won't. Imagine your cock in my mouth. When my eyes roll back, I'll remember your savory sauce while Mr. Barhunk is punishing my cunt. My clit is throbbing. Better keep an eye on your sauce. She's here. It's time to go, dude. Mm-hmm.
Tasty better, chef. Whoosh. Okay. Wipe the lipstick off your cock and put it away. I'll go buy you some time. Catch your breath and keep stirring that sauce. Okay. Hey, girl. Wow, you look amazing. Yep, I'm Eris, the infamous roommate. What? This whole thing? Thanks. Be honest, is it too revealing? Aw, you sweet talker. I also have a hot date tonight that I'm running very late for. He's gonna be so mad at me. I can't wait. Okay, nice meeting you. Later, Rumi. Don't do anything I wouldn't do.